Hello, Mrs. Duval. Thank you for taking my phone call. I know you just arrived in town this morning. You must be tired from the long drive.
Yes, I drove up early, but the drive wasn't too bad until I got to the city limits. But when my son called me so upset that the baby was taken to foster care, I knew I had to come up here right away and see what was going on.
I bet Miles and Tony were glad to have you come up for some support. What have you learned so far? I know you haven't been in town long.
Well, this whole situation just doesn't seem right, if you ask me. These kids are so young and inexperienced as parents, but they were both raised right. I just don't see how the doctors jumped to thinking they did something to hurt their baby. They just don't know what to expect. I know how a baby can change from one day to the next. You think an infant isn't able to wiggle up a baby seat or a swing, and then one day he's strong enough. It all happened so fast. Miles was definitely active right away from the start, just like Deshaun is.
So, do you think Tony and Miles could use some help to learn what the baby needs?
Well, maybe. I think Tony should have taken him in right away when she saw that he fell. But the emergency rooms are so expensive, even if you have insurance. You only go if you have to. I wish Tony had called me or her mom right away. I know Tony was mad at the girl next door for leaving the baby. I'd say she and Miles have learned a hard lesson.
I see. What was the lesson?
I'm not saying that Tony and my son are perfect, but they love that little boy. We all do. We all make mistakes. The lesson is that people jump to conclusions. Tony and Miles aren't experienced enough to expect that the doctors would have to decide if this was an accident or on purpose.
So you think they could have handled this differently if they understood that doctors always have to know how kids get injuries?
Yeah, that's right. I don't know why those people up in that hospital and none of those social workers believed them when they said this was an accident. But in some ways, it's typical. They tend to see the worst case situation. I heard we can clear this up and get it dismissed. Do you think that's true? Tony told me that her lawyer is pretty tough and that she's pushed to get this going, to put an end to it.
A lot of this will depend on how much Tony and Miles can follow through on what the court requires them to do.
The lawyer said I could have tried for temporary placement of Deshaun, but I work full time and my husband, Miles' stepfather, is not doing well, so it will be tough to take a newborn. Still, if I wasn't out of state, I'd try to do it, but it would be too crazy for them to be up here dealing with the court and have the baby all the way in another state with me. At least now they can visit. They put him with two men, Tony told me. I don't know about that. What can men know about little babies? It makes me so mad that we don't know anything about these two, and as a family, we don't have any say about this. The whole thing is just such a mess.
How do you think Tony and Miles are doing?
Well, of course, they're pretty upset, and Tony's angry as usual, but it's understandable. Tony's mom is coming soon, too, I think. I don't know why she couldn't come right away. She came when the baby was born, but I know she and Tony didn't get along so well. Typical stuff. I thought their arguments would clear up with the baby coming, but they got worse, Mal says. Tony's hard-headed and takes after her mom. So I could sort of see that coming. I can't visit too long this time. I have to get back to my husband, back to work. While I'm here, I'll do what I can, and Mal's older sisters are coming later this month. Is there anything you think I should do that would help?
If the visits with the baby go well, and Tony and Miles are able to meet all of their commitments for court services, this will be the best way to show that Deshaun can come home. I know you're going to meet with the lawyer today. I think she can give you those details on what to expect. If you and the rest of the family can help Miles and Tony understand what they need to do, I think that will help. keep the goal in mind and support them to get there.